620 AM.
It's time for the Urban Scene on WGCV.
With your host, Don Frierson.
It's time for your phone calls, your questions, and your comments. The Urban Scene on WGCV.
And welcome to the Urban Scene. This is Frank Knapp sitting in for Don. Don's got the day off doing some great stuff. Well, we've got some music going on in the background there. We teach Jamal how to run this board, would be all right.
So, that's your intro music, man. That's what that is.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's your band, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't know I have a band. I didn't know any of that. So anyways, I'm sitting in for Don today. We have a great hour lined up for you. We're going to start immediately here with our State Attorney General, Alan Wilson. And around 12:30, I think we're going to have Antoine Seawright calling in. He's a political strategist. So stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun doing this. And, of course, behind the board, we have Jamal Bates running the board here. So let's go to our first guest right away. We have the State Attorney General, Alan Wilson. Alan, how are you, sir?
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you also, sir. We don't have much time because you have to get on the road. So let's just jump right into this right away. Yesterday, in your office, joined or petitioned to join a federal lawsuit, that was brought by the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce and 16 of our coastal municipalities against the federal government, to block, any type of movement to giving a petition for seismic air gun blasting of the Atlantic to look for oil. So I wanted to, as the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, thank you for that. But to tell us a little bit about your reasonings for jumping into this lawsuit.
Well, first, thank you for having me on the radio show. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about this important lawsuit. And what I remind people when I bring suits for or against an issue, first and foremost, I'm the attorney general, not for a particular political party. I'm not the attorney general for a particular group. I'm the attorney general for the state of South Carolina. And as the attorney general for the state of South Carolina, my job is to protect the lands and the citizens of South Carolina from anything that could be harmful. There have been a lot of discussions and a lot of lawsuits bandied about in the last several months regarding the offshore exploration for natural gas and oil off the coast of the United States, and namely off the coast of South Carolina. We've been looking at this for several months now, and there were two other lawsuits, one in which you all were involved with, and 16 municipal governments and some other state attorneys general and environmental groups jumped in. But we were looking at this a little bit differently, and my view is this. There are people who are for offshore drilling or exploration, and they believe that it will bring in billions of dollars in economic development to the state and possibly help the price of gas in the future or the cost of energy in the future. And there are those on the other side who believe that this exploration off the coast could be detrimental not only to the ecosystem, but it could be catastrophic to South Carolina's economy in terms of billions of dollars. Of harm caused to our coast as well as to our tourism industry and our ability to develop economically. So I looked at that and I made the decision that when you're talking in terms of billions of dollars and the catastrophe that could come from either action, I believe that the government ought to follow the rule of law. We ought to have all the questions answered. We ought to make informed decisions, and we don't believe the government has adequately investigated the type of harm that could be caused from the seismic testing or the exploration or the drilling. And because we haven't followed the law to the letter, then our job is to make them hit the pause button and go through those legal processes outlined under NEPA and the Administrative Procedures Act and numerous other federal laws. Additionally, and this is as plain as I can make it, as the Attorney General, I have the ability to bring a public nuisance action. So think of everybody listening to this radio program right now. We're landowners. You own a big piece of farmland, and next door, someone wants to develop a chicken farm or a chemical plant or wants to build something that could become a nuisance and lower the value of your property. As the attorney for the landowners here in South Carolina, meaning the people and the state at large, my job is to make the adjacent landowner, the guy on the other side of the fence, in this case, the guy out there who wants to drill and test in the Atlantic Ocean, my job is to make sure that they do so or that they proceed in a course that follows the letter of the law and they don't do anything that could harm our property or our citizenry. And so that is why we brought this cause of action.
Well, and again, thank you for, on behalf of all the small businesses in the state and all the citizens who are opposing getting to any type of offshore drilling. The first step is to do exploration, and that is specifically what this lawsuit's against. There were two lawsuits that were filed, one by a lot of environmental groups, and then there one specifically by the South Carolina's 16 coastal municipalities and the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And while those two have been brought together for a hearing in front of the judge, Judge Gergel, you specifically are going to join the 16 municipalities and small business chamber lawsuit.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think South Carolina needs to speak with one voice. And when we looked at the platform that you all gave us in your initial complaint filed in the 16 municipal governments that were part of that lawsuit, we said, what can the state do as an augmentation to that, as an asset, as a help? And obviously we came up with adopting many of the arguments made, but we went a step further and we looked at the Constitution. When you look at the Constitution clearly states under Article 4, Section 3, that Congress is basically the one that does the rules and regulations for lands of the U.S. to include those lands that are underwater off the coast and in federal jurisdiction. And, you know, we make the argument that the law upon which, this administration relies on its executive order, that opened it up for exploration is unconstitutional because the law that they rely on is unconstitutional because it violates the U.S. Constitution. It's that simple. And so, therefore, the executive order authorizing it's unconstitutional. This would be an act of Congress. Congress would need to act on this. And what I like about this is that it would require a thoughtful process in which the public has an opportunity to comment. All the appropriate environmental impact studies would be conducted. And if those studies bear out that the harm would be de minimis or very little or absorbable, you know, then that's a policy decision, and I've done my job as the lawyer. And those policymakers can decide to then drill or explore or not to drill and explore. But I just don't want to see the coast of South Carolina and the economy of South Carolina possibly destroyed because I did not make all those people do their due diligence in ensuring that our state and our state lands are protected.
Yeah, I made this comment yesterday to some folks. I think I even sent you an email about this, that South Carolina really is ground zero for opposition to exploration for oil in the Atlantic. I mean, we have a bipartisan, a completely bipartisan opposition to this with yourself, the governor. We have, of course, Congressman Rice, and the new Congressman Joe Cunningham and, Mr. Clyburn. And then right on down to all the municipalities along the coast, and then the state general assembly, many members on both sides of the aisle in our state general assembly, oppose all of this. And we are unique, aren't we? Because we are the only state that has jumped into this legal process to stop it.
Well, you know, with the exception of I think there are nine other state attorneys general on coastal states going up the eastern seaboard. Georgia, I think, is currently doing its own independent review and making their own decisions. Florida was exempted. I'm not privy to why they were exempted from this. Maybe it's because there are both a Gulf Coast state as well as an Atlantic Coast state that's unique to them. But, you know, I'm the first Republican attorney general. All the other attorneys general involved are Democrats. But to me, this is not a Republican and Democrat issue. And people need to quit putting, you know, painting people blue and red based on their positions on this. This is what's right and what's best for South Carolina. And to my friends out there who have this drill baby drill mentality, this is what I tell them. I say, listen, you want to explore all assets off the coast of South Carolina and see what's there? So be it. There's nothing wrong with having that opinion. But when you're talking about the potential catastrophic effect, that if it's not done right or if it's done in such a way that it can hurt our ecosystem as well as our economy in the terms of tens of billions of dollars, don't you want to measure twice and cut once? And what if we get an environmental impact study that comes back and shows that there will be irreparable harm to our coast and thereby our economy and our tourism trade industry here? I want to know the answers to these things long before we start blasting out there. Yeah. And so that is one of the reasons, as the state's attorney, I've made this decision to try to put South Carolina first above party or above any, you know, philosophical bent.
Yeah, and for clarification, I guess my question was, notwithstanding the other attorney generals up and down the East Coast, we're the only state that has the lawsuits are the attorney general, 16 municipalities, and a business organization. There's no other state that has put together that package.
Yes, yes, you are correct about that. We are certainly ground zero when it comes to standing up and having this conversation. You know, another thing that, you know, while it took me a little bit longer to join the legal battle is that, you know, I've been meeting with our governor over the holiday period, you know, since the election ended and throughout the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season. And I've met with the governor, members of his staff, and I was trying to give the senior policymaker in the state, that's the governor, an opportunity to exhaust his relationships and his contacts with the administration, as well as members of Congress, to you know, have those conversations with senior officials in Washington, D.C. While they were doing that, I was looking into my bag of constitutional tools as the Attorney General. I'm not a policymaker. I'm a law enforcer. And so we looked into our bag of tools, and I had my legal team exhaust that bag, and we came up with the legal arguments that are augmenting your lawsuit, and we waited until those other senior officials, as well as the governor, had done all that they could do, and then we made the decision to do what is in South Carolina's best interest, and that's why we're right here at ground zero with you guys.
Well, very good. I've been talking with Attorney General Alan Wilson of South Carolina, and discussing their entry into the legal process of trying to stop the exploration for oil off our coast of South Carolina. And as you explained, this isn't a position necessarily against offshore drilling, although you probably take that position. The governor certainly does. It is that the feds didn't follow the law in promulgating some important actions to move the process forward.
That's correct. You know, we allege and believe that they have not followed the letter of the law, and many in my party applauded me vigorously when I brought lawsuits against the Obama administration because, you know, that administration, in our opinion, didn't follow the letter of the law. And again, I've got another lawsuit with this administration on the MOX facility in Aiken County, because we believe that they haven't followed the letter of the law. And, again, my job, when I swore an oath 4 years ago, and I'm going to swear it again tomorrow at noon, I'm swearing not only to defend the U.S. Constitution, but South Carolina's Constitution, and my fidelity is to the people of South Carolina, of both parties and all persuasions. And so, that is an oath that I take very seriously, and is, you know, as demonstrated by this action.
Hey, I'll be in D.C. tomorrow, and I have a meeting with somebody who's very close to you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, in fact, you're talking about my dad.
Yes,
he called me the other. In fact, we were together this morning visiting with a friend who's taken ill, and we were talking about it. And I let him off the leash. I said he was talking about some votes that he needed to be attending and some meetings. And I said, Dad, this is my third inauguration as Attorney General. You need to do your job as a member of Congress, and if they're in session, don't miss votes on behalf of your constituents. I'll have my mother there, and my wife will be there, and, you know, we're going to have a great time. But you'll be with my dad in Washington while I'm taking my third oath.
Well, and congratulations for that. Attorney General Alan Wilson, thank you so much for being on the air and taking that such a critical step to helping South Carolina protect our Atlantic coast. Safe travels. Where are you going?
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk. And I want to wish everyone, all the listeners, a very happy and prosperous new year.
Great. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's take a break. We're going to take a break for commercial. We're going to come back around 12:30 to talk with Antoine Seawright. He's a political strategist. And in the middle of all that, we can take some of your calls. The number is 733-5620. I'm Frank Knapp.
Ebony Funderburk, your Glamazon mom. Honey, it's a new year and a new resolution. So make sure you tune in weekdays to Mommy Moments with the Glamazon Mom right here on WGCV 620 AM.
WGCV, classic inspiration and